Okay, Baruch Hashem, it's been a while, so but we were really just started the second chelik of the Maimer, Ani L'Daydi V'Daydi Li, in the same way that Eretz Hatshuva is Nageya and works for us the entire year, so too this Maimer is for the entire year, and it's not Davke, the time of Elul and Tishrei, as we'll see. These are especially what we're going to get back into now. We started last time in the new edition that was printed in the Sefer. It's on page Yud Dalad. That's where we're up to. We're at the end of Yud Dalad. We started learning the Biurim over there. Especially this section, but Bechlal, this whole Torah is to help us understand not just the Kufa of Elul and Tishrei, but also the Yud Gimel Midas Harachim, the Yud Gimel Midas, which is also a preparation for Chanukah, that the Aries of Chanukah are already Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Really, there's a Hemshech from Sukkot till Chanukah, and the union of Zayis Chanukah, which is the Chasima of what was taking place during Elul and Tishrei, and also the Ha'orah of the Yud Gimel Midas Harachim, which Bechlal we need to know, and they're very, very. It's a very big Yisayid. What the Rebbe talks is a very big Yisayid in Yiddishkeit Bechlal. So we need to this to get back into the union. The first chelik of the Maimer that we finished before Yontiv was talking about the difference between Ani L'Daydi and Daydi Li. I am for my beloved, which is the main avoda, the main service of Hashem during the month of Elul. Ani L'Daydi, and it's a rusa de lasata, an awakening from below, meaning our efforts. And the main experience of Tishrei is V'daydi Li. Is V'daydi Li. Is his galus, a revelation of Elokus inside in each and every one of us, depending and in measure, in accordance to how much kaychus we put in during the time of Ani L'daydi, which is Elul. And then we learned that the Rebbe gives this amazing mashal about the Melech HaYotze L'Sada, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to a king who goes out in Elul, who goes out to the field, and even the simplest people, even the simplest people who would not have the gall, or would not be in any way permitted into the palace, going into the capital city and walking into the palace, but when it comes to the melech, who is makabel pnei hamelech besod, and the king is smiling, and the king is able to, and the people are able to have access to the king, which normally they would never have a shaychus to him. That, the Rebbe explained, is a nesinas koyach. That is not the same thing as Tishrei, which is Daydi Li. Ani L'Daydi, the emphasis is on one's personal koyach, one's personal efforts. However, Hashem Yisbarach gives us during that time of the year, during the time of Elul, that the king is mezgala. He reveals something of his presence in such a way that it gives us the ability to want to seek him, to look for him more, and to connect to him more, which ultimately is the union of Elul, which brings about the Isiris from above in the month of Tishrei. And then the Rebbe went into a discussion of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, of the 13 attributes of Hashem's loving kindness, of Hashem's compassion, which we're really now moving into full force. The question that the Rebbe asked was, why is it that if we've been taught that the entire month of Elul there is a Ha'ara, the 13 Midas HaRachmim are shining very powerfully during that entire time, then why is it that it's not a Yontiv? The whole month should be Yontiv. When there's a Gilui of Yud Gimel, there should be Yontiv. And the Rebbe was explaining, at the end of the parak, we spoke about that inyan a little bit of with the marshal of the Melech going out, the king going out to the field. And now in this second Chelik, which we started last time, we need to review for like 5 minutes. So the Rebbe here is explaining the inyan of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. What are the 13 Midas HaRachmim? What are they all about? What is this? Not going into each Midah, but both in Klali and Bedach Klal, what's the inyan of the 13 Midas HaRachmim? So we began learning. Let's review on top the text. We already spent some time on the Perish, on the Biurim down below. So we were learning, let's just review, it's been a while. Ki hinek siv on page Yudalit in the Sefer. Ki hinek siv yor Hashem ponav elecha shu inyan ha'oriz yud gilomidas. Yor Hashem ponav elecha. It says in the Pasuk that may Hashem illuminate his face towards you. May Hashem shine his face to you. And we've been taught that Yor Hashem Panav Elecha, the meaning of that closeness, of that intimacy that is revealed when Hashem Yisbarach shines his face in our direction, is the Yud Gimel Midas. That's a Ha'orah, Shul Inyin Ha'orah's Yud Gimel Midas. That's the illumination of the 13 Midas. Shiapanim Bepanim. That we should be able to have a relationship with Hashem that's called face to face. And that's what this entire chelik of the Maimer is about. Having a relationship with Hashem that's face to face. Obviously, that doesn't mean something physical. The Hainu, Sheyor Gilui Pnimius Ritzayn Yisbarach Lemekor Nishmais Yisrael. A Yedei Sheyikir Pnimius Ritzayn Elov Yisbarach Ledovkabo Belev and Nefesh Meumke Deliba. Now, even though we spent some time in this, just a little bit of a review. So, what does that mean? How does one have a relationship with Hashem that's called panim el panim, face to face? Most people don't even have relationships with each other, which is panim el panim. We learned that there's a difference between Pnimius HaRotzen and Chitzonius HaRotzen. And we spent some time, a considerable amount of time, on footnote 17, which we're not going to go over now. But I'll just say outside what we already learned, just to review. What is the difference between Pnimius HaRotzen and Chitzonius HaRotzen? There is that which is called the inner will and desire, and that is, there's that which is called the external or superficial will or desire. The moshul that he brought in the footnote from the Rashab, from the Rebbe of Shalom Bear, and from other than the Nesim of Chabad, the moshul is that when a person is working to make a living, so he explained, the Rashab explained, that the Pnimius HaRotzen, what he really, really wants, the inner will and desire, is to take care of his family. That's what he really, really wants, the Pnimius HaRotzen. The Chitzonius HaRotzen, the external, superficial will, is to do this job. I mean, he should do a proper job and to do the best he can to do this work. But if it were possible for him not to have to do that work and to get straight to the family, but the tachlis of his work is to be able to earn a living and to take care of the family, to give tzedakah and so on. But that's the pnimius harotzen. If it were possible not to have to get involved in the chitzonius harotzen and the external superficial will, so we learned that the person would certainly avoid that. So too, that, and this is very much negated to the parashias that we're in now, parashas Bereishis and parashas Noach, these parashias. So too, the Rebbe explained that kivyochel by Hashem also has an inner will, a deeper will, and kivyochel an external or superficial will. The inner will of Hashem is Yisrael, is Klal Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael, that's Bereishis Belakim as Hashemayim Vesaretz, and we learned that Bereishis means Bishvil Yisrael. Rashi says right away, Bishvil Yisrael. Hashem revealed that the underlying reason and cause for creation is Yisrael. And all that that means, that's the Pnimius HaRotzen. The Chitzonius HaRotzen, the external or superficial will, Kivyochel, just to borrow a term and to use it by Hashem, the Chitzonius HaRotzen is everything else in creation that is there really only to facilitate the relationship that Hashem wants to have with Yisrael, which is the reason that He created the world, for this relationship. That's the reason that He created the world. So the same way that when we go to work, so the reason for us going to work is that we should be able to have, and people oftentimes forget this, that's why people sometimes, that they spend their entire lives working, and God forbid the work could chas v'shalom be transformed into the pnimius harotzen, and then the wife and the children become the chitzonius harotzen, become external or superfluous to their entire existence. And they forgot that the reason that they're going to work, The reason that they're going to work is that they should be able to take care of their family, and that means that the tachlis of their lives is to be able to take care of the family. And work is only a means of facilitating that ultimate end and goal of taking care of one's family. Oy vavoy, if that becomes mixed up. So kivyachol, Hashem's ultimate will is Yisrael. All the other things in creation, all that happens in history, all the pratim and the bria, every single thing that exists, which is hard for us to understand, like what does some flower in China have to do with Yisrael? That's not our Asik right now. The Svarim HaKadoshim talk about these things, and the tzaddikim saw these things. But we believe it with Emunah Pshuta, that the pnimius haratzon of Hashem, the pnim of Hashem is Yisrael. When a Jewish person lives a multifaceted life with many, many, many things going on, but the pnimius haratzon of the Yid, the inner will of the Jew is what? Is Hashem. So just like Hashem kivyachol has many things that he's involved in, he's got a lot of stuff going on, Hashem, much more than we have. He's got a lot of stuff going on. But if you ask Hashem, can I talk to you for a minute? What do you have? What is all this stuff like? It's why do you have all of this? Like why do you have like Queens Boulevard and all and Ocean Parkway and all this? What is all of this? What do you mean? So Rabbi Shalom will say Yisrael. They're asking me the MS Yisrael. Everything is Yisrael. So then it's a separate discussion. What is Queens Boulevard and Ocean Parkway have to do with Yisrael? Okay, that's a separate discussion, but that's the pnimius haratzon. Everything else is only that I should be able to have a relationship with you. That's my the Rebbe said. That's my whole inyan here in this world, is to have a relationship with Jews. That's my whole inyan here. Which doesn't mean to say that Hashem doesn't care about the flowers. He doesn't care about non-Jews. That's he does, but only that's all chitzonius haratzon, which is also will. The same way with the person's at work. He cares about the people at work, and he cares about his job. He should care about his job. He should take his job seriously. And if he doesn't care about his work, he's not going to do his work properly. It's an avla. People are paying you money. You do a good job. Whether you're a shoemaker or whether you're a doctor, whatever it is that you're doing, you're getting paid. People have expectations. You work hard. You do a good job. But you have to care. But the second that if you get a phone call from home that God forbid something happened to a baby or something, they need you, so then in a second, all of that at work is all chitzainius, and the pnimius is ignited, and the pnimius of course is to take care of your child and to go home or whatever, or same thing when it comes to Yiddishkeit. Right, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, someone tells you you have to work Shabbos. Yeah, there's a big client that's coming Shabbos, and you have to talk to him on Shabbos, and you say, well, it's not Shabbos. So the person says, we're going to fire you. Okay, well, that's what am I going to do? That's the pnimius of my life is Shabbos, and chitzonius is the salary that you're paying me. And a person has to keep that in perspective. So this, when is the relationship of panim upon him? So the Rebbe says it's so beautiful. The words are so beautiful. When it says in the pasuk, Yara Hashem panav elecha, and whenever we say those words and we hear those words, that Hashem is shining His face. Panim, the face means the pnim. Panim, face means the pnim. That's why, and Rav Hutton explained this, we spoke about this many times, that's why on the face of a person you could still see something, a trace of who he is. Tzaddikim could see it on a person's face, on the forehead, a tzaddik can see, right? But on a person's face, even simple people, on a face, the face reveals something of what's, the panim tells a little about the pnim. You could see a little bit of the pnim on the part. Tzaddikim could see the whole pnim. Other people can see a little bit of the pnim of the inner person when looking at the panim. So kivyachol, Yara Hashem panav eilecha. Hashem, may Hashem shine His face to you. Meaning, let's read it again, the second line. Dahainu sheyoyer gilui pnimius ritzonius baruch lemekor nishmas Yisrael, that may the light of Hashem's inner will and inner love and inner desire of who He kivyochel is, may that be revealed lemekor nishmas Yisrael, to the what? To you, to the source, the mekor nishmas Yisrael, to the source of the soul of the Jew. And how does one experience that? How does one experience the ha'oris panim of Hashem? You have to work at that. Hashem always wants that. Hashem always wants to relate to us in that way, in a pnimistic way. Hashem always wants to be real with us and talk to us about the tachlis, right? But the way to do that is, the way that works is that I awaken the pnimius of my ruts. I turn my face to him. When I turn my face to him, my panim, which means my pnim. When I turn, I'm not talking about anything physical, but when I turn and I connect, I turn towards him with my inner will, and I am in touch with my inner ruts, and I don't get lost in the external, extraneous, superficial, outside things. And I connect to that. I remember the pnimius eratz ledavka by belev and nefesh, and I try to attach myself to him with heart and soul, meumka deliba, from the depths of my heart, b'mesirus nefesh, with great self-sacrifice. K'mesh kasafi mokam acher in Tanya v'ha'orizu inimshechz imchines aleph lamed. Aleph Lamed, this is where we're up to. This He'ora of Hashem turning towards us with his inner will and desire, if we look towards him with our Pnimius HaRatzon, if we make him the most important part of our lives, while we do all the other things, if we do that, then Hashem Yisbarach will draw into our, that will draw into our lives from Hashem the what? This he'ara, this illumination that is mibchinas aleph lamed. When we see the name of Hashem, aleph lamed, which is of course Hashem kel erech apayim, aleph lamed. Aleph lamed, which is what? Shureishis kol hayud gemumidus. That's a very big discussion in the Rishonim. There are many shitas about that. But of course the Tanya is talking about the shitas hazayir HaKadosh and of the Mekubalim, that the beginning of the Yud Gimel Midas is not Hashem Hashem. That's something else. Hashem Hashem. We're not talking about that now. But Aleph Lamed is the first Midah. Hashem Hashem. There are those who count Hashem Hashem as Midas. That's not the Zohar Kodesh. Aleph Lamed is the first Midah. Kel. Aleph Lamed. Mibchinas Aleph Lamed. Shureishis kol ha-Yud Gimel Midas. Aleph Lamed is the beginning of the 13 Midas, Umakaren v'Klalusan, and like all beginnings, just like Parshas Bereishis, the beginning is always the source, and it always contains the rest of the story. In Torah, it's not like something else. When it comes to something else, so the beginning is just, the beginning has no particular significance, other than you look back nostalgically. You know, this was what's an anniversary? What person is? It's kind of nice that it doesn't mean anything in Metzius. It's just it's a memory of how something started, but that's not it's not something which contains in it the neshama of all that will be when it comes to Stam in the Welt. But when it comes to the Yiddishkeit, when it comes to Torah, the beginning of something, when something starts, it contains within it. It means it all that can possibly be is already there in the beginning. Just like all the neshamas were by other Marishan, all of us were already included in other Marishan. In the beginning, everything is included. So Aleph Lamed is the beginning of the 13 meters. Kel is the beginning of the 13 meters. It's therefore the source, and the Klolius, and the Incluse, and it includes within it all the 13 meters of Kamar Shekosev. And that's what it means. Kel Hashem Vayo'er Lanu. Now, Vayyo'er Lanu, or the 13 Midas. How does that take place, that Hashem will shine the 13 Midas into our lives? How does that begin? Where does that start? The answer is, Kel Hashem, Aleph Lamed, Vayyo'er Lanu. Through the Aleph Lamed, that Midah, which we're going to talk about now, through that Midah that's called Aleph Lamed, Vayyo'er Lanu, that's the battery through which the light is ignited, of Vayyo'er Lanu, but it's Aleph Lamed Kel Hashem, and then Vayyo'er Lanu Shubchinas Or Ein Saif Baruch Hu Atzmai Mamish. And what does it mean Kel Hashem? He said it's Bchinas Or Ein Saif Baruch Hu Mamish. It's the light of the infinite God Atzmai Mamish, himself Mamish. Let's read the Bior of this. This is where we are up to. The last beer on page Yud Dalet, V'ha'orizu. Everybody have it? Hiskarvazu, Shalkadosh Baruch Hu Levnei Yisrael. The last sentence is on the page. I mean, I don't mean the notes. I mean on the regular text. His karva zushal kadosh baruch hu levnei Yisrael bo kenal mipnimius dilamal. This closeness, this intimacy that Hashem wants to enter into and wants to have with Yisrael, that comes from the pnimius, his inner will and desire. Haynu mipchina gevaya ma'ayd. This inner will of Hashem is from a very, very high, exalted place. V'hi b'chinas Shem Aleph Lamed. That's the name Aleph Lamed, which we have in us. The name Yisrael, we have in us. Shehi ha-mida ha-rishonim yid gimel midas ha-rachamim, which is the first mida of the 13 midas ha-rachamim. The fishi makayrin v'klalusan, because Aleph Lamed is the source and includes in it, in that Aleph Lamed, all of the midas. We'll see the footnote in a minute. Val zen nemar Aleph Lamed, that's the meaning of Aleph Lamed Havaya Hashem vayoer lanu sheha'orizuli Yisrael, that this illumination of Hashem turning His face towards us with His inner love and inner will, wanting to relate to us from the depths of His existence, kivyachol, that's called Aleph Lamed Havaya Vayor Lanu Sha'aruzul Yisrael Vayor Lanu Hibchinus Or Ein Saif Baruch Hu Mamish. That's Aleph Lamed Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's from the Infinite One Himself. Haynu Sha'ein Ze Or V'Shefa Metzumtzum Amugbal. It's not an Or V'Shefa Metzumtzum Amugbal. What does that mean? It means this is not a light or some shefa that's coming from Hashem in a constricted or limited, diminished way. Let's go back to the moshe we were talking about. when a person relates to an employee, let's say the employer relates to the employee, the boss is talking to the employee and says, I want you to know, I love the way that you worded that brief today, the way that you did that project today. I love how you handled that. So only a meshugana of a worker would start to think, he loves me. You know, she loves me. Any normal person would understand that when the boss said, I love the way you did your work today, he wasn't talking to me pnimius from an infinite place of love, and he didn't mean the same way that he says I love to his wife or to his kids or to his God. But he was saying, I love the way that this was taken care of. So, but it's not something which is coming from an infinite part of who that person is. When the words are used, Aleph Lamed, Kel Havaya V'Yor Lanu, it means that the source of this love is not coming from a place that is limited. It's not coming from something which is limited or contained. It's coming from the infinite, infinite love of Hashem. Because we do express finite, well, human beings, always, everything is finite, but people, let's in the mashal, people do express limited forms of appreciation, caring, and love, which are important, and they're meaningful, but it's mitzumtzum. It's mitzumtzum. So imagine that worker, a week later, he's fired. So he doesn't understand. He goes to the boss, he says, honestly, last week you told me that you told me you loved me. So he'll get nervous. I just said I love the work you did on last Tuesday. It wasn't anything like coming from a place inside of me that was so, deep. It was chitzonius. You did a nice job, and I love the work you did. And I like you, you're a nice guy, but you find yourself another place. You're not doing a good job. It's finished. So when it says Kel Hashem Vayoyer Lanu, it means it's unlimited, infinite. But that's not just a theoretical thing, because it means, as we're going to learn in a minute, it means that when I understand that and I turn my face to Him, then I realize it dawns on me that no matter what I've done wrong in my life, Hashem still feels that way about me. And not only that, no matter what difficulties He Himself has put me through, He's never ever stopped loving me. He's never stopped caring about me. When I am able to face Him, it's very hard, because very oftentimes people who, God forbid, were abused can't look at other people in the eyes. It's one of the simonim of someone who chas v'shalom, doesn't mean to say everybody who has that can't look at someone, but it's a simon, it's a telltale sign of someone who had difficulties as a child, when you talk to them and they never look at you in the eyes, looking away. It's a telltale sign. Lav davka, but it's a simon of something. When a person's able to face Hashem ponim el ponim, then he's able to understand that Hashem's Baruch never left me. That Hashem's always with me all the time. When he connects to the aura of that inner love of Hashem, which is infinite. It's not a light that is limited, that's called the external, an external light, or a superficial light. It's the pnimius. Hashem made many things in the world. These things, the flowers, the trees, and so on, all of these things are what? Are enlivened by Hashem's light, but not by the inner light. Hashem doesn't seek a relationship with the tree. Hashem doesn't seek a relationship with the butterfly, or with the sun, or the moon. Hashem enlivens them. The same way that the boss pays a salary to the worker, and he, in doing so, he enlivens that worker and his family, gives him parnasa. But he's not seeking a relationship with that person. I mean, a pneumius. He gives life to that person. Hashem does, but in the employment, he gives life to that person, but he's not giving over the pnimius ha'orim, pnimius ha'rotzen. He's giving him a paycheck after 2 weeks. So now the guy can buy groceries and he can send his kids to school. But it's not pnimius, it's not a pnimius. So Hashem's Baruch enlivens the entire world. So there are billions of people running around all over the place. And you can walk, and some of you are going to have to meet, I don't know how many, but some of you might have to go to the city after this. The city. The time's going to come when Jews say that it's going to mean Yerushalayim, not Manhattan. So some are going to have to go to Manhattan, and you can go on the street, and I'm hardly ever in Manhattan, but I know that it's so crowded, sometimes you can barely walk, it's so crowded. And there are a billion people, and Hashem takes care of all of them, and he gives them their check, and they should all be healthy and well and get their checks, except the Rishon, that they should die. But I'm saying the nice people, regular people, good people, they should all be taken care of. Hashem's Baruch should pay them their checks. They come, they should get their checks. Whatever they have to do to get their checks, they should get their check. Each one is doing what he has to do in this world. This one's fixing this one's doing that. And they should get paid. But a relationship? You and I can walk down the crowded street in Manhattan, and there could be a million people, and you have to stop and you have to remember that everybody's getting paid by the boss, but me, I'm a Yid, and when you see another Yid, you can wave and you understand that. That you and I, we're not just online for the paycheck. And Hashem Shabbat cares about the people that work for him. Just like we have to care if we have people that work for us. Of course you care. And you're worried. But the pnimius is something else. That ahava, love, a father, a child, a husband, a wife, which are all the relationships that Hashem describes that he has with us on different times, different madrigas and so on. That's it, really. That's pnimius. That's what the Rebbe says. That's what he explains, what the Rebbe says. Hashem, when it comes to everything else that exists, Hashem's illumination towards them is limited in accordance to what each one has to do and what each one is fulfilling in the world, which is very nice. But it's chutz hemenu. It's outside of Hashem. Now we have to be careful. Outside doesn't mean that God forbid, everything in the world comes from Hashem. It means outside of His will. Outside of His will. I care, but it's not the pnimius ha'rotzen. Ela zehu oira yizbarach ha'bilti bal gvul. The relationship that Hashem has with a Yid. And remember, even you and I, if we don't make an effort to turn our face to Him, we'll never realize this. We won't even know about it. Kel Hashem v'ayor alonu is the infinite rotzen of Hashem. she'ein li soif, without end, or ein soif baruch hu atzmei mamish. Let's look at 20 and 21. It's very important. He closes in Yud Gimel Midas Arachim, footnote 20. In general, the 13 meters of Hashem's loving kindness, Hashem's compassion, is galus al yoyinu ma'ay. Is a very great revelation of Hashem's love. Rachmi Hashem is baruch she'ein lahem midah u'gvul. The 13 meters are Hashem's love for us that are without midah u'gvul, without boundaries. Shlachem yisham nimshachis aslicha v'kaparet, which is why forgiveness and atonement comes from the 13 meters of Rachim. That's why the whole time of Elul, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur, Hashem, all of the other piyutim and tefillos are just to bring us back to Hashem. Hashem karachum mechanan, especially Ni'ilah, right? Hashem karachum mechanan. Until the piyut itself is Hashem karachum mechanan, right? It's amazing. Hashem karachum mechanan. Because why? Because that, when we tap into Hashem Karachim Machanan, we're unleashing the infinite love which is filled with forgiveness. Which is filled with forgiveness, with Slich and Kapar. Hanim Shochem Ad Lamata Mata. That, because it's infinite, that which is infinite is revealed even to the lowest place. We always think of infinite as, we tend to think of infinite in its, at the starting line. Wow. Oh, wow. But really what infinite means is that it never stops. Never stops means even an idiot like me that's amongst a million people walking in Manhattan, it doesn't stop. It goes to me. Even though I might be the lowest person, because Hashem's love is infinite, it means there's nothing that prevents it from moving lower and lower and lower. There is no place that's too low for Hashem's light to reach. That's what infinite means. We have to be careful. We always think of it as like, wow, it's really big, really big. But that's what we just said in Hallel a few minutes ago. Hamagbila service, Hamashpili Liros. Hashem's greatness is that he's Mashpili Liros, that he lowers himself. That's the infinite quality that we need to tap on into. Hashem lowers Kivyochel and descends Mamish to the lowest place. That's why, especially a person who needs forgiveness, who's unworthy because of what he's done, so he needs Hashem's rachman to reach him, no matter how low he's fallen. That is the inyan of the name of Hashem, Aleph Lamed. She'inyonoi Chesed. Aleph Lamed means, is the general name for Hashem's kindness. Aleph Lamed generally means Hashem's kindness, love. As it says, Kamesha Kosov, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. Chesed Aleph Lamed. Hamoira Al Chasod of Yisborach. Hamispashtim Le'ein Kates. These are the words in Lukutei Torah from the Balatanya. Hamispashtim Le'ein Kates Me'or Ein Seif Baruchu. That this infinite light that comes from Aleph Lamed spreads forward and descends even to the lowest place. Footnote 21. And that's why we need to make a distinction between Chitzayni Yisa'or or Pnimi Yisa'or. The external manifestation of Hashem's light and the internal manifestation, the pnimius ha'or. Ha'hevdal ben chitzonius pnimius hu. The difference between external and internal is k'may begashmi, is like with physical things. Sherak ha'chelik ha'chitzon shel eiz adover nira l'chutz. The same way, when it comes to physical things, we only are able to see that part which is on the outside, which is revealed, which is external. When it comes to the pnimius, to the inside, it's mechusa me'ein haroim. It is hidden from the eyes of those who are looking. Kach bedover rochni, so it is when it comes to spiritual matters. So who oisa chelik amizgala el hazulas. When it comes to spiritual things, there is that quality of spirituality that is known to me, that's revealed to me. Obviously, spirituality is not something that one can see with one's eyes, but it's experienced and known. Vapnimius who etzem hadover she'ein mizgalachutz. The pnimius means the essence of the thing, which is not experienced, seen, or felt. L'dugma. For instance, b'chachma, when it comes to the intellect, to wisdom. She'esh b'chelek hachitzayin v'chelek hapnimi. There's an external quality and there's an internal quality. K'may chacham god l'halaymit im talmud katan. When you have a great talmud chacham, a great scholar who's learning with a little student, this great Talmud Chacham certainly cannot explain to this little student the depths of all of these very, very sublime thoughts that he has regarding this subject, as he understands, as he learns it within himself. He just explains to the student the sugya, the subject, in a simple way. The svaris, those concepts, as he understands them himself, within himself, hein pnimius sichlai. That's called the pnimius. The student does not know that. The student doesn't know the pnimius ha-sechel of his Rebbe. He doesn't know the inner thoughts of his Rebbe. He only knows what the Rebbe explains to him and what's made known to him. Huh? It's like anybody who's teaching anybody, right? That it's only that which is explained and revealed. The chelik ha-seichel shemashpila talmido nikra b'shem chitzanius ha-seichel. That aspect of the seichel that the teacher, that the Rebbe, is revealing to the student and explaining to the student is called chitzanius ha-seichel. Of course, this is an area of tremendous confusion. That's why you'll have somebody that hardly has learned and knows very, very little, but assumes that because he or she learned a little bit or read a few books on Judaism, that he already knows the pnimius haseichel of Hashem, to the point that the person's ready to do away with different minhagim, that he doesn't understand or she doesn't understand, to do away with certain minhagim. This doesn't make sense to me. This doesn't make sense to you. In other words, you're assuming that you understand the pnimius haseichel of the Rebbe, which is absurd. It's like somebody standing in front of Einstein. Einstein writes on the board E equals MC squared, and you say, well, this is ridiculous because everybody knows that B comes before C and not M. So you erase the M, you say E equals BC squared. And like you messed up the whole thing and nobody can make an atom bomb because of your mistake, right? So it's absurd. You understand the alphabet only in a very chitzanistic way. When Einstein wrote that formula of MC, which I think that means matter, so I don't know what that is, but whatever it means. Mass, okay. So when he wrote those Isis, he had a pnimius ha-seichel. The letters are only symbols of something. They're only symbols of something which Einstein understood in the greatness of his intellect. He understood and he gave over. If he explained to you what it was, then you and I could also understand it, because Einstein could explain it, and he did explain it to people, and he wrote books. But when you have a person who reads this on the board, Professor Einstein gets up and there's some guy that barely knows multiplication, or he sits there a little bit with a calculator trying to figure things out. He comes and Einstein writes E equals MC squared. He says, that's ridiculous. Where is this thing? MC? That M doesn't come before C. So it's an Irish guy. He doesn't understand that pnimius haseichel. You see, people, and that's only talking about Einstein. Einstein was a finite human being, a very bright person, but he was finite. Allah has kama v'kama when it comes to tzaddikim, when it comes to halacha, and Allah has kama v'kama in an infinite way when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, when it comes to Klai Yisrael. People that they're ready to write off minhagim, they say, I don't understand this minhag, therefore it's not a minhag. This doesn't make sense to me, therefore I'm not doing it. It's not just that it's stupid, but the chutzpah of assuming that you're assuming to understand the pnimius haseichel of the infinite one. Or you don't You don't understand the pnimius haseichel of your teacher in high school that was teaching you, trying to teach you Romeo and Juliet. You think you understand the pnimius haseichel of the Chassam Sofer, of the Vilna Gaon, and Gavo me'al gavo of Hashem is brachot, pnimius haseichel. And if Hashem wanted the shul to be this way, to look this way, and if Hashem is brachot wanted this minute to be kept, and he wanted you to make the lulav go here and the lulav go there, if the Rebbe Shlomo would explain everything to you, and if you would have even the ability to look into some of Hashem is brachot's explanations on the matter, so you would realize that you don't have the shaykhs that the pnimius haseichel, the pnimius haor. It's all chitzonis, right? Avraham.
Is he going further in saying that a Rebbe who is definitely far above an Aleph Beis student is also being mashpia all the das?
Sure, he doesn't know about that here, but that's definitely true. That when the Rebbe says, even though he only explains to the child the Aleph in the simplest way, but when he's giving over that explanation of how to, he's giving over also himself when he puts his heart into helping the little boy understand. So he puts himself in that explanation, and therefore, in a mysterious way, there's a hashpah that's taking place of all that the Rebbe knows.
Reciprocal as well. The Chassam Sofer writes that he didn't get to a level of real deep learning until he worked with, as he put it, simple people.
Yeah, where do you see that?
It's in the Chumash, Orach Chaim, after Orach Chaim, before Eben Ezra.
Yeah.
He writes, it's called the Pituchei Choisam.
No, that's the Hagdamah to Yerodeya.
That he wrote after he finished. He never wrote Hagdamah. That's the Hagdamah. And there he explains that
Nefesh Asher Osa Bechoron. No, they show how Avraham Avinu, the Chassam Sofer explains how Avraham Avinu, that even that Avraham Avinu never had the time, because he was Isaac with so many people, that he never had the time to reach the Madregas and Nevuah, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah gave him as a matana, gave him as a gift, that the Nevuah. But I don't remember, he said that when he spoke to simple people, I don't remember that large.
He says that he didn't
okay.
Use that as the Raya in the Pasuk.
Yeah, okay, I have to look back, it was a long time. Okay,
sure. Shkar says the same thing, until he did an extreme chesed of Mesiris Nefesh, he didn't get to a level of learning until that stream Beinon Mechaver was done.
Yeah.
So that's what the Rebbe is saying.
Yeah, that's for sure true. I just didn't remember that Nakuda over there. But there's no question about it, that the Rebbe becomes a Talmud, the Talmud becomes a Rebbe. The Hashpah is always like that. It's always like that. It's always like that. It's always Zoch and the Kev is Nachikam. Each one, it's always switching back and forth all the time. For sure. So he says, V'chein l'mayla, kiv yachol, so it is with Hashem. The chitzonius ha'or hu ha'shefa ha'eloki ha'mitzamtzem ad sh'yuchalias nitpas b'nivroim. What does it mean, the external aspect of Hashem's light? That's like the boss at work. The external aspect of the boss is that he gives this person a paycheck, and well, the external aspect of Hashem Kivyachol is that he relates to the entire world in an external way, which means that he gives the trees what they need to live, and he gives the flowers, the birds, and everything has what it needs. That's all enough light so that everything that exists can have its paycheck. So when the flower is still alive, that means it got its paycheck. And when the sun is still shining, it means it got its paycheck. But that's not the pnimius. That's not a relationship. But it got its paycheck. That's it. But that's called chitzoni sa'or. It means it's a very, very diminished level of light that comes from the external will of Hashem to take care of his world. But it's not kivyochel, the pnimius sa'or. Who or ein soif baruch hu ba'atzmai. That's atzmius itself. That's pnimius sa'or. Shalomalami geder hanevroim, which is beyond anything that a human being, anything that's created, could understand or contain. Venelamiham, and it's hidden from our eyes. We don't. It's hidden from us. It's beyond our understanding. The pnimius aratzim. That's the atzmius kevyochel, and that's kel Hashem vayor alone. That comes from the essence. I'm sure many of you remember that I've told a number of times a ma'aseh from the Baal HaTanya. The Tzemach Tzedek, I told it just around a month ago, but I just, in the context of this, it's important to remember, to understand. When the Tzemach Tzedek, when he was a little boy, when he was sitting on his grandfather's lap, on the Tanya's lap, right? I'm just reminding you, he sat on the Tanya's lap, and the Tzemach Tzedek touched the Baal Tanya's beard, and he said, Zaydi, he pulled his beard and said, Zaydi. And the Baal Tanya said to him, that's not Zaydi, that's Zaydi's beard. So he was a little mixed up, and the Tzem Tzedek was quiet, and then a few minutes later he touched the Tanya's face, and he said, Zaydi! So Tanya said, that's not Zaydi, that's Zaydi's face. And this went on a few times. He pulled his pay, that's Zaydi's pay. And this was going on, and the Tzem Tzedek was quiet. So then, you know, he was very smart, the Tzem Tzedek. Very smart. Even as a very little boy. So it says in the Mice he was maybe 3-4 years old. So then he got off the Tanya's lap, and he went to he was leaving the room, and he closed the door in such a way, opened the door in such a way that he made believe that he got his finger caught in the door, and he screamed out, Zayde! And the Tanya said, Mendel, Mendel, what's the, you know, what happened, Mendel? So then he smiled at someone and said, those are Zayde. He says, that's Zaydi. And the Tanya said, very good. This is Taka Zayd. When a Jew's in pain, he said, that's Zaydi's beard. He said, that's Zaydi's skin. It's not Zaydi. But the Etzem, the Atzmius of Zaydi, the connection of the grandfather to the grandson, that a grandson is in pain, a child, my child is hurting. So the Tzem HaTzedek said, that's Zaydi. He said, that's right, that is Zaydi. It's the Pnimius. That's when there's a relationship. That's when there's ahava. That's the atzmius is revealed. The essence is revealed. That's the in of Aleph Lamed Kel Hashem Vayyo'er Lonu. That's the shirish of all 13 meters, which is the name Aleph Lamed, which is Chesed Kel Kol Hayom, which is Hashem's infinite love for each and every one of us. Kumaisha Kosu. Now we're back on in the text on top, the last line of Yudalit. Ki havaye elokecha eish oich lohu. We'll just be able to start this. The problem is, how do we have a relationship with Hashem? Hashem is called a consuming fire. How do you relate to someone like that? To something like that? It's an eish oich lohu. Hashem is a consuming fire. Perish. To understand what that means, that Hashem is called a fire. Perish. K'may l'mashal ziv v'or ha'esh ha'yoytzim and ha'esh atzmai. This is a favorite mashal of the Tanya. This is k'may l'mashal the ray of light. Ziv v'or ha'esh, the ray and the light that comes out from a fire. Ha'yoytzim and ha'esh atzmai. Shebechlalusay. The truth is, there is no difference, distinction, or separation, really, between the actual fire and the light that it's emitting. There is no difference between them. It's just a question of power, of strength, but there is no difference be'etzem in what it is. The light is emanating. Is being revealed from the fire. Ein bei shumis chalkus bein leziv ha'or hanimshach imenu. So he says, kach kiv yochal ha'oris ponim ha'meyer leklolus Yisrael. So too, Hashem is called an infinite fire. He's called a fire. You and I cannot relate to him in his infinite, in that infinite fiery essence. We can't. We can't relate to that. But we can receive ha'ara, we can bask in the radiance of that flame and the warmth of that fire, which in essence is really the same as the fire itself, just on a level that we can handle. We understand that even if we would kiss our children with who we are, we'd probably kill the kid. My mother almost did it to me many times. You know, when you kiss in such a way that you're letting go of all your feelings, and you kiss. But the soft kiss is coming from the same fire. It's just in a more limited way that the child could deal with, right? And appreciate. Otherwise, the child thinks, "Well, you're crazy. You're hurting me. Well, you're hurting me." Right? But if it's the right kind of a kiss, then the child feels you love me. If it's too strong a kiss, then you're killing me. So, one second. So, that's the meaning that Kach kiv yochel ha'oris ponim ha'meh l'klolis Yisrael hu mibchinas kel. when Hashem shows His love to us and He faces us, or any Yid, that comes from the infinite fire that's called Aleph Lamed in its source. Aleph Lamed. Shubchinis or Ein Soif Baruch Hu Atzmai Mamish. It's Zaydi Mamish. It's not just, it's not something separate from Zaydi. That's what the Tani was saying. That's not Zaydi. It's my Zaydi's beard. That's not Zaydi. It's Zaydi's skin. It's not Zaydi. But the Pnimi is what? That's Aleph Lamed. So the Tanya says, even though it's not the fire itself, but the truth is, the warmth and the light that's coming from the fire cannot really be distinguished from the fire itself. It's now able to be something which one can benefit from without being hurt. Therefore the Jewish people are called Yisrael. Miloshen Sar Aleph Lamed. It has in it the word sar, which means a master of, or a sar, means malchus. Aleph Lamed. Vahayud Meir al Hasmodas Hapu'ula. The letter Yud means that something is continuous. We're going to understand on a deeper level the meaning of Yisrael. K'moy kocha yeyase. Perusha. What does this mean? Like the word kocha. We're going to talk about this inside the perush next time. Kocha yeyase. Something is continuously happening or being done. Or perusho, sheb bechinas aleph lamed shusaru moishel bekirvo, dahainu sheyesh bechal nefesh mishol nitzaytz lekus mamish amechayin nafsha lekis a moishe betiv lemalu loar barachaim limsha nafsha elav yisbarach. We're going to have to get to this next time, but the Rebbe saying is that the reason that a Jew is called Yisrael is because. The name of Hashem, Aleph Lamed, which means Hashem's love for each Jew, rules over the soul of that Jew. Sar, Aleph Lamed, is master over him, is the essence of who a Jew, what's inside of a Jew. The love of Hashem, Aleph Lamed, which is continuously shining into the heart of a Jew. It's just a question of our facing that and acknowledging it and recognizing it and turning towards it. But it's continuously shining in the heart of each and every one of us. Now we'll have to go into this. This is obviously a much deeper. What was it?
Thinking about the Baal Tanya always talks about how the soul of a man, the flame of the soul is always trying to return to the fire of Hashem.
The source of the fire, from the candle is flickering.
It's trying to return.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly it. Each one of us has a that's what it means, a pintle of yid. Right. It means a spark of Hashem. It doesn't mean a pintle. It's not stam. It means that there's a spark of the bigger fire. Each and every Jew has that's what it is, a pintle of yid, a spark of godliness that's inside of us. That's what it's about. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue next week.